Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Ellen Rohr back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. And don't unbuckle your seatbelts. Be sure to pull them tight because Ellen is in the building, so to speak. She is one of our favorite Brain Trust members. She's the author of The Weekend Biz Plan. She's the author of Where Did the Money Go, which is a book you've got to have if you're a small business owner, and The Bare Bones Biz Plan. She's our good friend, Ellen Rohr. Welcome back to the show.
Hey. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. And by the way, folks, she's a real live practicing make payroll every Friday small business owner, just like you and me. Ellen, thanks again for being here. That's one of the things we love about you. Okay, so you say that
Can I just comment on, we're transitioning now to a new topic, and I felt the passion and the love and the concern in your voice as you just shared. And I just want to share my thoughts here as we make this transition to our next topic.
Okay, you're talking about what I said in the last segment?
Yeah.
Okay, in the case you just tuned in, folks, I made some comments about free speech, liberty, the things that happened in Paris last week, J. Suisse Charlet, and how we were going to have to, in my opinion, we're going to have to all stand up for this because this is, some of the stuff that's going on right now is existential, in my opinion. Now you're going to hear from Ellen.
Well, and as we transition, so sometimes these things happen and you think, well, how do I go on? Like, how does this not consume my whole day? And so what you can do, and it's no small thing, is make your opinions known, make what decisions you need to make, vote for the people that you believe in, write your blog, share your opinion, and go to work. And
yeah,
that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to transition because it can be overwhelming. But know this, your small business is no small thing. So as you create this oasis of sanity and reasonable consequences and rewards, of creating dreams and goals and moving boldly in that direction, of helping people move up the ladder and develop skills at your company, that has a deep resonating effect of peace, prosperity, and freedom across the planet. So do what you do today, brothers and sisters, because that has a big impact. And I just wanted to
transition
to this topic.
Well said. And I'm glad you said that. I appreciate that. And thank you for making that transition. But you say that there are things that we all do differently. You say they're surprising things. Tell us about that.
Well, I read this really great article by this young man named Joe Van Boosel in HuffPost. And he had this great article, 8 Things Entrepreneurial People Do Differently. And some of the things in there, I've heard before in terms of, they never give up. And I thought, sometimes they will give up. They never give up on their overall dream or their mission. However, I think that there are some surprising things that entrepreneurs do, and that's why I wrote my latest blog, and that's what I want to share with you
all
today.
Right.
That there are some things that entrepreneurs do differently that may surprise you. So are you ready for number one?
Yep.
Okay, number one is that they don't work that hard. Now, I am not a fan of hard work. You are not going to get a prize or make more money or any of those things in direct relation to how hard you work. So what I found is that entrepreneurs who write books like Richard Branson, Donald Trump, Ray Kroc, all of the great business people out there who write books, will talk about how hard they worked. But what I found is that as they stopped working so hard, as they started to craft their intention, think more clearly, and take aligned action, they actually work less hard and get better results. Right now, those people are not working that hard. And the message in there is, that you don't have to work 20 hours a day just on the hamster wheel.
Yeah.
You have to be selective about what you're doing. So
there is one thing, though, I would like to point out, that one of the reasons why these people are, and you and I are part of that same group, we're often accused of working hard, is not because we're working that hard, but we show up.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that entrepreneurs do, all entrepreneurs do, is they show up. But to some people who have a regular job, that looks like hard work.
And
even when we're, because we love what we do so much, it doesn't seem like hard work to us.
Absolutely. As you know, I know there are some people in my life who are listening to this going, what are you talking about? Like, you're one of the hardest
people. Yeah.
But, you know, I work less hard now because this realization.
You work smarter. You've been around a while. Hold on to that thought. We'll be right back with Ellen Rohr. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.